North State Now is a magazine-formatted show that airs at 6 p.m. on Thursday evenings right here on KCNR at 6 p.m. Here's the lineup. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, covering film, theater, and what's happening in the North State. The second Thursday is Heroes of the North State with your host, Michelle Slade. The third Thursday is Enjoy the Magazine and Store with your hosts, James Masada and Rhonda Alvey. The fourth Thursday is a new show called Man Up with Ted Leidy and Carl Bott. That's North State Now every Thursday night right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Brought to you by ReddingCivic.com, Axiom Repertory Theater, Charlou's Tap House, Umbrella Marketing, and Tobacco and Brew.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Indeed, it is The Weekend with Michael Brown, and I'm glad to have you with me. The rules of engagement for the program are pretty simple. If you want to send me a text message with a question, comment, whatever it might be, just text the word Mike to 33103, M-I-K-E to 33103. If you'd like to follow me on social media, if you'd like to follow my Twitter account, my Instagram account, or the Facebook account where we have a small private group that you can join called Michael Brown Unplugged, all you have to do is go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com, theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com. So get busy and do that, and we greatly appreciate it. We pay you mightily to come out and follow me on social media. I want to go this hour through a bunch of different stories that have kind of accumulated on my POS. I call it my pile of stuff over the week, being a short weekend because of Labor Day. And one of them I want to get to involves what you've probably heard me refer to by now as the cabal. The cabal is that unholy alliance between the dominant media, which is really the networks and to some degree the cable news shows. It's the Washington Post. It's the New York Times. It's the reporting part of the Wall Street Journal, not the editorial page. The Los Angeles Times, the Sacramento Bee, some of these major newspapers from around the country are also included in that dominant media. So it's this unholy alliance of the dominant media, the big tech giants like Twitter and Facebook, Google, Meta, whatever they're calling Facebook now, and the ruling elite. Now, because I'm a conservative slash libertarian, and because I happen to vote Republican, when I say the ruling elite, many people may immediately assume, and you know what happens when you assume, you make an ass of both you and me, you may immediately assume that I'm referring solely to those that are in leadership positions in the Democrat Party. Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Steny Hoyer, some of the others. No, that's not. The ruling elite are both Republicans and Democrats. They're those members of Congress who are there simply to be there. Almost like the old Peter Sellers movie, Being There, where they fall into it, and then they never leave. They never go away. Do you know it's been, I'm trying to calculate in my head here, I left federal service in late 2005, early 2006. So here it is, 2022. So it's been 15, 16 years since I left federal service as the Undersecretary of Homeland Security. And a lot of the members of Congress that had already been there for decades, I still see on the news all the time. If you want to change America, change Congress. If you want to change America and the direction we're going, you've got to change Congress. That may be coming in the midterm elections in 59, 60 days, whatever it is. And it may come in pieces. I think we'll win the House. I think conservatives, Republicans, Libertarians will win the House of Representatives. I think the Senate is still doable. And I think as races tighten up in Pennsylvania, Georgia, and other Arizona, other places, that we will win the Senate. It may not be a veto-proof majority, but nonetheless we'll have control of the Senate. And if you and I actively engage these doofuses that get elected, then maybe we can see some change. And maybe we can turn the economy around. But those people, the ruling elite that is part of this cabal, get elected. And I'm not saying that they all don't go there with good intentions. In fact, I would say that most, if not all of them, that go there with good intentions. The road to hell is paved with good intentions. But they get there. And I'm telling you that factually, there is something called Potomac fever, and it is real. And they get there, and they never want to leave. A few of them do, but most of them don't. Well, they'll come back to your district, they'll come back to your state, they'll come back to your city, they'll come back to your county, and they'll tell you how much they love Godmother and apple pie and how much they want to get reelected, and just give them a check and give them your vote, and they'll go back to Washington, D.C., and if they're liberals, they'll talk about all the great liberal policies they're going to implement, and if they're conservative, they're going to talk about all the great conservative things they're going to do, and they're going to stop the crazy liberals, and nothing happens. Nothing changes. And that's because the cabal works to maintain its power structure. Unless and until we break that power structure, nothing is going to change. Now, every once in a while, a story crops up where it doesn't get much attention. But from my point of view, having worked inside that monstrous beast for almost 6 years, I can tell you this is a little bit of a leak in the dam. That happened this past week when a federal district judge issued a ruling on Tuesday, the Tuesday after Labor Day, that's going to mandate that Tony Fauci, the chief medical advisor to Donald Trump, the little elf, as Governor DeSantis referred to him, the little elf, Dr. Tony Fauci, that I've dealt with during my career, I know Tony Fauci personally, that he, along with White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, whom I mockingly refer to as Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and a bunch of other public health officials, are going to have to turn over to the judge all external communications with the big tech companies. This is a monstrous decision. Do you know one way to measure the monstrousness of this decision? Is I bet you haven't heard of it. Because they don't want you to hear about this story. Because this is a leak in the dam that when I talk about the cabal and how they work together to stay in power, these documents and some of the documents that have already been released are going to be living proof that that cabal exists, and it exists for one sole reason, and that's to keep themselves in power. So there was a lawsuit filed against top-ranking Biden administration officials by the attorney generals in Missouri and Louisiana. And I think some other attorney generals have since joined the lawsuit. It was filed in the state of Missouri. It was filed in the Western District Court of Louisiana, I think. The judge in that case said that the plaintiffs, these attorneys generals from around the country, are, quote, entitled to external communications by Jean-Pierre and Dr. Fauci in their capacities as White House press secretary and chief medical advisor to the president to third-party social media platforms. And he also told them that you shall provide answers to the plaintiffs, the attorney generals, answers to their interrogatories and their document requests within 21 days from the date of this order. Now, I'm telling you, I know that as laymen, you're thinking, 3 weeks? Why wait 3 weeks? In deference to the judge, and in deference to understanding how the federal government works, I think 3 weeks is a reasonable amount of time. Now, you may also think, because it's going to take them, the bureaucracy is as slow as trying to get that first drop of ketchup out of the bottle. It's that slow. You pound and you pound and you pound and you pound, and finally that little drab comes out, and then it flows. Well, that's what's going to happen here. Because now they have to start doing electronic searches. Now, I know that many people think, well, Michael, they're going to hide all these documents. They're going to delete these documents. They're going to bleach them like Hillary Clinton did. Not these. Because these aren't on private servers like Hillary Clinton's were. These documents are on government-maintained servers by government IT employees. They're not going to risk going to jail, or they're not going to risk criminal charges by bleaching these documents off the servers where there's no forensic way to determine that those documents ever existed. So it's going to take some time for them to get it. But once they get it, I think the lid's going to be blown off on the collusion, absolute collusion, that occurred and existed between the Biden administration, the ruling elite, and these big tech giants. Now, up until this point, this, just to make this point and to emphasize this point, the Department of Justice has refused to cooperate for discovery in this lawsuit. Now, discovery is where you do depositions, you ask for documents, you send written questions for them to answer. Discovery is a method that in the course of a legal proceeding, you develop your case by getting the information that the other side has. Well, in this case, the government has been refusing to cooperate. That's how blatant this administration thinks that their power overrides anything, including an equal branch of government, the judicial branch, which has the authority to oversee, in the course of litigation, what is the federal government doing? What is the executive branch, or for that matter, the legislative branch, doing? That's why they're equal branches of government, and that's why we have separation of powers, so that we have the ability to find out what's going on with these other departments. The American people, I think all of us, deserve answers on how this government has actually colluded with social media companies to do this. Censor free speech on Twitter, on Facebook, using Google searches, everything to make certain that you don't hear certain things that you are entitled to hear. It is, in essence, government censorship. The issuance, the court's decision, don't want to talk like a lawyer, the court's decision came just days after there was a release of bombshell emails that showed the Biden administration had actually coordinated with senior officials at Facebook and Twitter to censor comments or stories or anything else about COVID-19 that the government said was false or misleading information. The government cannot do that which it is prohibited from doing by the Constitution by using a private group to do that thing. In other words, the government can't violate free speech by getting a private organization to censor the speech that the government doesn't want you to hear. In this case, documents and articles and stories about COVID-19, SARS-CoV-2, and all the different alternative medications, the alternative treatments, the source of the outbreak, whether the lockdowns were good or bad. They literally engaged in censorship with big tech to keep you from hearing that. In an email dated July 16, 2021, addressed to the U.S. Surgeon General Murphy, a senior representative for Facebook talked about how the company and the Biden administration met. They actually had face-to-face meetings And here's what the email said. To better understand the scope of what the White House expects from Facebook on misinformation going forward. I'm telling you, this is absolutely a bombshell. This bombshell is brought to you by The Weekend with Michael Brown. Thanks for listening. You text the word Mike to 33103, 33103. You follow me on those big tech places, on those big tech platforms, yes, which we're using, by simply going to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Another email chain coming up next. Don't go away.
Central banks are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe. And Noble Gold Investments can help you protect your own wealth, too, with gold. It'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10th ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
It's the Ramsey Show, talk radio where debt is dumb and cash is king. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
How's school, son?
Okay.
Just okay?
Yeah, Mom. I'm the smartest kid in the world. Now, can I borrow the car keys?
No, what happened?
There was some drama in the parking lot. Someone backed into my buddy's car. I'm meeting him at Mako.
Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Now, did you call ahead and make an appointment at 530-226-0992?
Yep.
You are my smartest child.
Mom, I'm your only child.
Uh-oh. Better call Mako. Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Call for your free estimate at 530-226-0992.
Get ready to hit the trails running with more epic adventure. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $77,000 Fall into 4x4 Swipe to Win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly free play drawings Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings August 27th or September 24th, where one winner will win a brand new Can-Am Outlander or Maverick. For all the details, visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, featuring Armstrong and Getty, both smart and funny. Plus, you will hear Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, and Ben Shapiro. And don't miss our local programming right here on KCNR.
Welcome back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Text the word Mike to 33103. Mike to 33103. Go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com where you can follow me on social media. You can, on Facebook, you can join the little private group, Michael Brown Unplugged, where all of you little goobers can do whatever you want to do, talk to each other, post memes, sending messages. But be sure and text the word Mike to 33103. So back to this, which I think is a monstrous story. And it's monstrous because it shows two things. It, pat myself on the back here, it proves my point about the cabal. The cabal is real and alive. It is a collusion between big tech, the ruling elite, and the dominant media to control what you learn or don't learn, what you read or don't read, what you hear or don't hear when it comes to media. I think that's one reason why talk radio is still so important and why talk radio still thrives, even though the way we deliver talk radio changes. I mean, for example, this program, like my weekly program in Denver, is heard in all different fashions. You can download the podcast. You can stream it live. You can time shift it to a different time. They can air it at different times. But nonetheless, talk radio remains a vibrant part of America's ability to understand and hear what's going on in the real world. And the dominant media can't silence us. Yet they try all the time. So in this case in Louisiana, where there is already direct evidence of collusion between the federal government and Facebook to determine what you would be able to see or not see on Facebook regarding SARS-CoV-2, that's already been issued. And that court order came just days after there's, I'm bombshells, best word for it, these bombshell emails that showed how they were actually meeting face-to-face to determine what was going to be shown and not shown. But then, as I said at the end of the last segment, there was a separate email chain dated July 20 of 21 that shows the digital director for the White House COVID-19 response team, a person by the name of Clark Humphrey, emailed Facebook, a particular individual at Facebook, asking if the tech giant could remove a parody Instagram account of Dr. Anthony Fauci. Now, before I tell you what the answer from Facebook was, think about just a parody account. It's just, that's the essence of comedy. The White House wanted it removed. And you know why the White, you know what the White House said? Can you remove it? And Facebook replied, yep, on it. That's how bad the collusion is. If you don't think the cabal exists, pay attention to the story. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Text the word Mike to 33103. Hang tight. I'm coming right back.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Testosterone levels are at an all-time low. Individual T levels decline 1% every year. Chalk, CHOQ, is the new champion of natural testosterone boosters. Chalk's main ingredient is clinically studied to naturally boost testosterone 20% in 90 days. Supercharge your masculinity and boost your daily energy with Chalk's Male Vitality Stack. For a limited time, our listeners will get 30% off at CHOQ.com with promo code USA. CHOQ.com, code USA.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The elders of our community, men and women who've led commendable lives. After working hard, raising families, serving their communities, and some serving our country, many find their safety and well-being is at risk. They risk losing their health, independence, and becoming vulnerable to many forms of abuse. The good news is we can all make a difference. Shining Care invites you to the Healthy Aging Fair. Make plans to attend September 15th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Drive through and grab your free goodie bag filled with resourceful information or park and visit all of the resource booths. Age well by visiting the Healthy Aging Fair September 15th, 10 to 1. For more info, go to shiningcare.org and we'll see you at Orchard Nutrition Center for the Healthy Aging Fair September 15th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Special thanks to our community partners, PSA2 Area Agency on Aging, Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program, and Orchard Nutrition Center.
Find the decor that you might be looking for at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 and the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson, which features antique, shabby chic, and farmhouse furniture, tables, chairs, dressers, mirrors, prints, paintings, photographs, framed canvases, sculptures, unique glassware, including vases, punch bowls, and vintage tumblers, goblets, teacups, saucers, and silverware, and much more. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage at 1773 Highway 273 and the Shasta Gateway Center in Anderson. Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host, Michael Brown.
Brownie. Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Back to the Weekend with Michael Brown. Tomorrow is the anniversary of the attacks of September 11th. On September 11th, 2001, I was in Big Sky, Montana. At the time, I was the general counsel for the Federal Emergency Management Agency. And on that Tuesday morning, at the National Emergency Managers Association conference in Big Sky, Montana, I was supposed to deliver a speech about the role of FEMA in acts of terrorism, because the White House had early on in the administration decided that we needed to really restructure and to revitalize all of the programs and procedures that we had to deal with terrorism. Kind of weird, isn't it? And on that morning, I was giving a speech, which I never gave, obviously, about the role that FEMA would play in an act of terrorism. Because I received a phone call, mountain time, probably would have been 8 or 9 o'clock East Coast time, about from my deputy chief of staff that announced that it appears that we're under attack. Turn on your TV. We're arranging transportation. And that was all I heard. So I turned on the television. And to this day, I don't know whether I saw live the second plane go into the second tower or whether I was watching a replay of it. I just don't remember, and I don't know, and I'm not going to claim one way or the other. But I do know that shortly thereafter, a local sheriff came and got us and told us that, to get in our rental cars and to get to the airport in Bozeman, Montana. So the director of FEMA, myself, and three others loaded in the car, and we drove as fast as we could down the mountain road to get to Bozeman, where we found they had a conference room arranged for us. And we went in, and we had a live conversation with Air Force One, which was still in the air, about what we knew, what they knew, and what we needed to be doing, and that they were arranging with the Air Force to get us back to Andrews Air Force Base. So I soon thereafter found myself on a C-135A. I think it's C-135, C-135C, whatever the C group of jets are. And these particular ones are the ones that refuel the fighter jets in air. And so I was on one of those jets, flanked by two F-16s, as we flew back to Andrews Air Force Base. And one of the young Air Force personnel on board that actually fuels the planes came and asked me if I wanted to sit in the bay where they send the tubes out, or whatever you call them, to refuel the planes. I said, yeah, I'd love to do that. And so I got in that place under the plane and put on the headset, and all I could hear, there was no commercial chatter. There was no, United Flight 672 turning left at 35, whatever. There was none of that. It was all military aircraft, because all the planes had been taken out of the sky except by that time. And I arrived at Andrews Air Force Base, and of course we had a Secret Service escort back to the White House. And you can see the smoke rising from the Pentagon at that time. That's been a long time ago. I lost a friend that was on a plane that went into the Pentagon. And to this day, September 11th brings back just really not so great feelings for me. And everyone, I think everyone has a story about where they were or what they were doing. And I think a lot of people take those stories and they tie themselves to the events of that day because they were so catastrophic and so seared into our memories that we tell these stories so that we, one, feel a part of history and so that we don't forget what happened on that day. One of the most intense memories that I had of that day was a feeling of otherness. Trying to understand. Because, we were getting briefed by the CIA about everything that we knew. They suspected, obviously, it was Al-Qaeda. Because Al-Qaeda had tried to bomb the World Trade Center before. They'd done it in 1993. And so this wasn't new to us. We just never thought about securing the cockpit doors so that you couldn't get in there and hijack a plane. That was the biggest security improvement that we made. TSA, big mistake. But securing those cockpit cockpit doors was probably the smartest thing that we did and probably the only thing that we needed to do. We didn't need to create a Department of Homeland Security. We didn't need to do any of that stuff. We just needed to keep these idiots, these terrorists, from getting in to the cockpit to take over a plane. And we did that. All the rest of the stuff, kabuki theater, kabuki security. Well, I still think about that otherness. Trying to comprehend a political and a religious ideology that not only excused the mass murder of innocents, but actually glorified it. Al-Qaeda and radical Islam in general had that day normalized the politics of hate for all of their followers and their just all of their little groupies. The end always justifies the means, even if those means were incomprehensibly barbaric. I spent so much time at Ground Zero. One time in particular, I remember being there, and Hillary Clinton and Governor Pataki and some others were there. I think Congressman Nadler and some others. And I was there presenting a grant to a school on the West Side Highway or something. And in the course of that, the sirens in the hole, in the pit, rang or screamed out. And that brought all of the work in the pit to a halt. And it meant that in the cleanup effort, they had found something, a body part. It could have been a leg, it could have been a finger, it could have been anything, but it was something of a human body. And so when that was done, everything came to a halt. Silence just enveloped the pit. And an ambulance would go down the long drive that they had built to go down into the pit. And they would very ceremoniously and very, with great care and respect, put that body part onto a stretcher, cover it, put it in the ambulance, and until the ambulance had gotten out of sight in Lower Manhattan, only then did the construction all of the cleanup resume, and all the noise came back. And I remember standing there with Clinton and Pataki and the others, and again thinking about that otherness, and that this war that we were getting, that we're now engaged in. This normalization of the politics of hate by bin Laden and all of his cronies was just, for me, such a shock to the system. During my lifetime, now, we had been attacked on American soil before by the Japanese in Pearl Harbor, but during my lifetime, I had never witnessed an attack of that magnitude. Now, of course, they tried to blow up the World Trade Center with a bomb in 1993, but it failed miserably, and I don't think, you know, not much happened. But I do know that on September 11, 2001, almost 3,000 Americans died at the Pentagon in Shanksville and in Lower Manhattan. But what's happened to us in those years? Now, I don't think we're to the point of endorsing the mass murder of innocents, but the seeds of the normalization of politics of hate have not simply been planted. I think they're growing all the time. The hate that you see in young people as they do smash and grabs, the hate that you see of the random attacks on the streets of New York City, just randomly stabbing someone in the back, sucker punching old men, sucker punching old women, just this hatred is really becoming, I mean, it's despicable in its individual acts, but it's becoming even more despicable because, well, we hear it on the news, it happens in another city, and it's becoming normalized. This normalization of hate hasn't simply stopped with the grotesque rhetorical attacks that we hear. The American left has embraced violence, as we saw in the summer of 2020, as legitimate. We heard members of Congress. We heard the president. We heard Kamala Harris and others actually endorse and say, yes, get in their faces, disrupt their dinners, and we understand your rioting. Really? You can understand their frustration. But to say that you normalize their violence is wrong. And I think the American left has been willing to do this because they've just accepted the narrative that their political opponents, those of us who believe like we do, that we're so dangerous and that we're so wrong that we're not worthy of the protections of modern society. So sure, go out and sucker punch us. Go out and commit mass murder. Just disrespect private property. Just do your smash and grabs. Just walk into the Best Buy and grab a big screen and walk out, or Home Depot, because you know nobody's going to do anything to you. When you believe that your political opponents are indeed Nazis or fascists and oppressors, it means that therefore any and all means necessary to stop them must be employed. And that slippery slope never ends well. It won't stop with the excesses and abuse of the left that we have seen to date. It doesn't have to be this way. It doesn't have to end this way. To kind of steer this ship of state back into the correct direction is going to need a serious intervention on our part. The cabal, our political leaders, the dominant media, big tech, and I would add corporate America to this, they're going to have to understand that there are consequences to this belief system, and there are consequences to policies that they enact, which I know this seems incongruous for me to say, but it's one thing to call me a fascist or a semi-fascist or a Nazi when everything that I believe in is unequivocally and provably not so. But when the policies and those actions of those on the other side are indeed fascist, as I described in that last segment, when big government puts its fingers into business and tells business how to operate and what to do on behalf of the government, that is the very definition of fascism. Look it up. Understand your history. Understand the roots of Mussolini. Understand the roots of nationalist socialism. And when you understand those roots, you'll understand that, yes, it is projection on the left's part to us that somehow we're the semi-fascists when I'm the one that's calling for less government intrusion. Get your hands out of business. Let business flourish. Bring back the oil and gas industry, for example. Most importantly, the elected leaders of this country, especially the president, they've got to understand how corrosive and damaging, dangerous it is to wage rhetorical war on half of the country. It's leading, as some of you said, in some of the text messages, into some sort of national divorce. I don't think so. I'm optimistic enough to believe that it's still worth saving. More about 9/11 and the consequences of hate. On the Weekend with Michael Brown, text the word Mike to 33103, 33103, and be sure and go to theweekendwithmichaelbrown.com where you can follow me on social media. I'll be right back.
Central banks are increasing their gold reserve due to increasing global financial crisis concerns. Billionaires like Ray Dalio to giant fund management companies like Goldman Sachs are turning to physical assets like gold. And that's not surprising. Historically, gold's biggest rally happened after the biggest recessions in history. In fact, after the 2007-2009 recession, gold prices jumped 50.6%. Wealth of entire countries are being protected by gold. Wealth of billionaires are being protected by gold. Everyone who knows is using gold to keep their billions safe.
And Noble Gold Investments can help you protect your own wealth, too, with gold. It'll take you no more than 5 minutes to set up an account. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're the natural choice. And they're giving away a beautiful 1/10-ounce gold American Eagle coin with every qualifying IRA or 401k this month. Do something different. You can't go wrong with Noble Gold. Call the team now at 877-646-5347 to find out more, or visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world: family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
September 11th, 2001, NBC News coverage.
Tuesday on a Tuesday morning, I'm Matt Lauer.
And I'm Katie Couric. What's that Dolly Parton song, Here We Go Again?
Yeah, unbelievable. We've been talking about this for a long time. He retired from the game back in 1993 to try his hand at baseball. Then he returned in 1995. But he walked away again in 1999 after leading Chicago to 6 championships. Now the 38-year-old has been working out all summer.
In Jacksonville Monday, the president dodged questions about whether more tax cuts are necessary to arrest the economy's fall.
Season ticket owner, I've labored in the vineyard. I've seen the promised land coming my way.
Maggie.
My golly, how old are they?
21.
Oh, thanks for bringing them down. Where are you guys from?
New Jersey.
Okay, well, you guys answer everything together.
Yeah.
Today's show is just going on about its normal business.
Let's check your weather, see what's happening.
Oh, they're going to give the weather. They've got a lot of weather going on. And then suddenly...
Peanut!
I love Mr. Peanut.
Mr. Peanut is here!
Is he salt-free?
Willard Scott, still on the air.
You know, he hasn't
hasn't come out September 11, 2001.
Hey, have you ever done anything for Habitat for Humanity?
My Wednesday style reports have helped hundreds of local
of Africa throughout the American culture.
And we were talking before we went on.
They're 8 minutes into the show, and then all of a sudden it becomes
environment. We can do it with more effective management.
Oh, a political commercial. Imagine that.
To find out more, call or visit our website.
Everything's normal.
Because you deserve more.
Everything is just as it's always been.
And results.
Until all of a sudden, after Mark Warner's governor ad, you have an ad for car, Honda Auto. Nothing unusual.
It comes with an extraordinarily well insert.
Nothing unusual about that at all, right? And it's at this moment that the normalization of hate begins. Not even among us, but brought to us by foreign terrorists on American soil. And NBC shows the gaping hole in the World Trade Center towers. They're watching in disbelief. They just have a live camera. They're not really sure what to say. If you were covering this, did you know what to say? I don't want you to forget about it. Hey, thanks for joining the Weekend with Michael Brown. You can still text the word Mike to 33301. I'll be back next weekend. Have a great weekend.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? The best shooters in the world do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to practice and improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your own firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. The Mantis X is used by the Marine Corps, the Army, and Special Forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent and confident in your shooting ability. Improve your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's MantisX.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Convert your calling into a career at Shasta College this fall. Get a jump start on being transfer ready or boost your current career skills quickly and affordably with a certificate or degree. Our fall semester offers flexible class times and formats with online and more in-person offerings. Plan your tomorrow today by enrolling at Shasta College. Fall semester classes begin August 15th. Achieve more. Earn more. Shasta College. www.shastacollege.edu. Enroll online today.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.